3, 2, 1. We live. Hip hop since 1987. It's your boy Big Fish, Wild Tuna. I'm here with the beautiful Fame, my co-host, and this is S&M Podcast. I'm happy y'all tuned in. Quick shout out to my sponsors, Baked and Fucked, DrippyFish.com, and shit, the loud pack I'm spoken on. Shout out to Trap Goods, Trap Woods, the motherfucking shit, you know what I'm saying? So definitely follow them on Instagram. They got the same names I just said. But I got to get to my guests in the building. We got legends in the building. We got up-and-coming artists in the building. We got beautiful women in the building. It's going to be a good night tonight. So gang to shit. My far right, I got the legend, Philadelphia's own Dutchy Man. I have the wonderful Angie. And y'all know Fame. Y'all know Fame. You know what I'm saying? And I got my bro, the GOAT. You know what I'm saying?
Camden in the building.
Camden is in the building. So we're going to start out with the legend, man. We got to get the legend on the mic first. It's an honorary moment to have a legend in the building. So we're going to slide the mic over and introduce yourself to the world for those who don't know, who should already know. Let them know what's good.
They call me Dutchy, one half of Dutch and Spade, 1/7 of Major Figures. I've been doing this for about 25 years out of Philadelphia. I'm on my fifth project, which will be out very soon. It's called Projectiles and Cognac.
A little closer to you.
You got it?
A little closer to you.
You got it?
No more.
Right there? You got me?
Yes, sir.
All right. So, yes, called Projectiles and Cognac. I got Freeway on it. I got Jadakiss on it. I got my man 38 Special on it. I got Big Oo on it. I got production from Evo, who did two records off of Indigo, which was Chris Brown's last project.
Right.
And it's looking good.
It's amazing,
man. I just had two great meetings, one with Roc Nation and one with Atlantic. Everything is working out great.
Round of applause for the motherfucking hustle, man. Round of applause for the fucking hustle. Listen, man, for those who don't know, Dutchy Man, Major Figures, a major staple in hip-hop, especially a major staple in Philadelphia hip-hop. So y'all got to make sure y'all follow. What's your Instagram so they know your Instagram?
Dutchy Man _ Major Figures.
Right, so make sure y'all follow. Tell us about the album, though. Tell us more about the album. What's the name? What was your
The
your
name of it is... Projectiles and Cognac. Mm-hmm. Took me like a month, a little bit over a month and like a week to make it.
Right.
I just called in some of the favors that I had. Some of my great friends, like I said, Jadakiss is on it, Freeway is on it. So the first single I'll be dropping is featuring a young artist by the name of Drama.
Okay, shout out to
Drama. B2R. So I got
that's
him
my
on.
That's my man.
Yeah, salute to Drama. You know what I'm saying? We just had a real, real great epic moment. For the first time in 20 years, me, Spade, and Beanie Siegel actually performed our Dead Man Walking record that was on Funkmaster Flex the Tunnel. So we got a chance to perform that.
Right.
And it was dope.
Right, you know I was tuned into the live, you know what I'm saying? I caught the live and I was like, oh shit, I missed this. I was supposed to be there.
Yeah, it was fun. It was a fun night though. I mean, but other than that, I'm just, you know, just trying to stay consistent and just making sure that I do what I need to do.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? For my family.
Right.
So salute to my squad, Major Figures. Salute to Gilly and Wallo for doing great on their podcast situation right now.
Right, definitely.
My man Spade just dropped Hall of Fame Flow, so make sure everybody go download that. You know, we working. You know, everybody's just working.
Right, right. So tell for the people, for the young artists that's out here working, you know what I'm saying, that's trying to get to your level, like, give us some advice for them. Like, what would you tell them, you know what I'm saying?
Well, I'm a humble brother. I don't like to say that I'm at a level. What I like to say is being consistent and loving what you do throughout trials and tribulations is what's going to get you what you need to get.
Right.
I mean, yeah, I could talk about a lot of the things that I did. It doesn't mean anything if I haven't done anything today or yesterday, or I'm going to do something tomorrow.
Right.
So a lot of the young artists just need to understand that doing the right business and making sure that you buy into the right packages is what's going to get you further in the business.
Right.
So, you know, a lot of them don't understand that. They think it's just, oh, I'm going to get an Instagram following and I'm going to do this, I'm going to do that. If Instagram crashes tomorrow, what will your identity be?
It's all over for a lot of people.
Talk to them.
You know what I'm saying? I'm
sip on that because a lot of these niggas on Instagram, man.
Goofy.
I know it's about clickbait and all of that type of stuff, but, you know, you have to go beyond that. You know what I'm saying? You know, a lot of people only have an Instagram identity.
Right.
what are you going to be worth when that crashes?
So how would you go about, you know, building yourself outside of social media? Like, what's proven for you that you can give an example that, you know, blueprint print to follow?
Oh, man. You know, it's crazy, and I always resort back to this because Brock... Brock is like, you know, it's crazy. Brock, when I started out as a young guy, Brock and Cosmic Kev and a lot of other people, they were, you know, like shareholders in us becoming what we were.
Right.
And they would give us the tools that we needed. The tools are media, radio, hip hop since 1987, the platforms. You want to use the platforms for the right thing.
Right.
A lot of people just think, "Oh, I'm gonna go ahead. I'm gonna spend a bunch of money on things that don't matter."
Right. That's facts.
Absolutely.
They don't buy the right package. You're not marketing yourself. How will people know what you got going on? So, you know, marketing, access to your own catalog is what's going to get you further in the business. They only giving out 360 deals in the game right now.
Right.
That's it. 360 deals is what they giving out. So you go get a 360 deal. By the time you make some money, you 5 years into your deal.
Right.
Damn. You know what I'm saying?
Right. Bad business.
That's how it go, you know?
Bad business. So you got a couple shows coming up. I saw you on the tour. You got 38 Special.
Mm-hmm.
Tell us about the tour that you got going
on. Well, it's
a
tour called the Legacy Tour. I got like seven cities that I'm doing.
Okay.
Myself, 38 Special, RJ Payne from Griselda.
Right.
And a couple other local acts that, you know, I chose to just say, you know what, I'm going to take them on the road with me and we're going to go ahead and hit some of these cities and just, you know, I'm not afraid to grind.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Sometimes when you want to, I like to start over. You don't want to keep on saying, okay, well, I did this 10 years ago. I did this 5 years ago. I start over every day.
Right.
I'm not afraid to go ahead and do the South by Southwest and do what needs to be done because every day there's a new person that's going to want to know what's going on. Attention span is this big.
Right.
So the moment you drop a record, somebody else is dropping a record. Somebody else is dropping a record. So you want people to be able to pay attention to that.
Right.
So you got to keep hitting them day after day after day after day and build some consistency.
That's
so,
real.
That's
real.
The main thing, consistency.
Yeah.
You know, real rap.
Are here today, going tomorrow.
So. Yeah. Rest in peace, Pop Smoke.
Rest in peace, Pop Smoke, for sure, for sure. Damn. So... tell us how you linked up with Griselda, man, because that's major. They working.
Free Dark Low.
Mm-hmm.
I had heard
Free AR, Free AR.
Free the Men.
Yeah, Free the Men. Period. Mm-hmm. But one day I was just listening to some new music in the car with my folks, and Rubber Bands and Weight had came on. Benny the Butcher, Rubber Bands and Weight came on, and I'm like, wow, this young brother sound crazy.
Right.
So I called Dark Low. I'm like, yo, I see you just did a record with Benny the Butcher. I want to meet him. When I called him and he gave me the number, I was initially just wanting to do a feature with him. I didn't know that, you know, see, me being humble, you don't know that, okay, Major Figures is like a milestone in hip hop.
Right.
State Property is a milestone in hip hop. So when you think of guys like us, you think, damn, oh, wow. You know, that's Dutch from Dutch and Spade. I don't look at it like that, but
right.
Benny and Conway and West Side Gunn looked at it that way.
Everybody looked at it. Listen, I'm in there. I'm like, yo, Dutchie coming through? Bad. Say no more. Make sure the shit is ready. You know what I'm saying?
And I appreciate that, bro.
Grew up on your music, for real,
bro. I appreciate that. I mean, you got to remember, I'm just as excited to be here as you are excited to have me here. So
right.
It's like, it's a double, you know, it's a double love, man.
Right.
The love you got, I got back. So, you know, salute the Wild Tuna and Hip Hop since 1987 just for having me on the platform. I appreciate the love.
Appreciate it.
You know,
round of applause for that. Make sure y'all say that motherfucking sound bite. Meet that drum. Yeah, you got a question for me before we slide over?
First of all, I just appreciate that modest shit. Like, you know what I mean? Like, a lot of people ain't on that tip. You know, a lot of people do feel like they've accomplished some things and they really do treat people and go through life acting a certain way. So it's just really refreshing to, you know, get that energy from you. And that's the exact vibe I got.
If you knew the old me, you'd really be proud.
We're going to talk about that. We're going to talk about that. Let's talk to my bro, man. The GOAT, first of all, let the people know where you're from. Let them know how you got here.
Man, I'm from Camden, man. Centerville, CVP, we here. BGF, Criminal Intelligence. You know how I got here, man. My man Tarzan hooked this up. You know, he a thorough brother, man. You feel me? Shout out to Tarzan. Shout out to Good Company. You feel me?
Right, right. So talk to us about your music, man. Young, up-and-coming artist.
Man, I'm like a hood journalist, man. Like, I'm only rap about shit I've been through, seen, or heard. You feel me? But it's all reality music, you feel me? Like, it got substance. Like, we really talking in these records. Like, we really done this shit. We didn't really play the blocks, been to jail, all that. You feel me? Like, this shit real.
Right, right. So what's up with the music? What's up with the albums? What's up with the records? What you doing with them?
I'm on a press run right now. My records, I got a new single coming out soon. About to drop in like a week or two. Nobody.
Okay.
It's like a little singy joint with a melody and shit. And got this big documentary coming. Okay. Little Old Camden.
Okay.
Yeah, basically just talking about like Camden, like the life in Camden. Because people know about Camden, but they don't know what's really going on in them streets day by day. You feel me?
Right.
And how everybody coming up and like how you get... You forced to come up off the porch at a young age because ain't no jobs in the hood.
Right.
So you grab a pack at a young age, and that's your lifestyle. You feel me? But I'm going to have the rappers tell it in the city. Okay. So that's what makes it dope. You feel me?
Right, right. That's lit. That's lit. Mm-hmm. That's lit. So how long you been rapping for?
I've been rapping for 5 years.
Okay, 5 years. And you been doing shows and touring?
Yeah, a lot of shows. Just did a show with Hustle Gang. Mm-hmm. Shout out Tip and all of them. Shout out my man Lango. You feel me?
Where was that at?
That was in Atlanta.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, that's bad. That's about you going down. You going down to South by Southwest?
Yeah, I've been there plenty of times. I did a mixtape show with like Future and all them. Future, Lil Durk, Designer, a couple years ago.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know they had like 30 artists and stuff. They had like an all day event.
Right.
And then I just went out there last year with Big Hef from Def Jam.
Right. Yeah. Shout out to Big Hef.
Yeah. Shout out to Big Hef. Yeah. It's the homie. Mm-hmm.
So what's up with the team though? You got a record label. You got
yeah, we lines. Independent, man. BGF, as you can see, you feel me? It's on the mic, but you already know BGF. That's the squad right there. That's the family. You know, it's deeper than rap.
Word. So you the only artist? You the only rapper?
Nah, it's a lot of us. It's me. Shout out to Playboy right there, my man Playboy.
Word.
Naya Bones, my man Reg. You feel me?
Shout out the squad, man. So what's up with the producers?
The producers.
You working with? Ill Will.
I be working with Ill Will.
Okay.
He do a lot of beats, like for like G Herbo and all them.
Right.
Like Chicago, cause I like the real trap hard beats. You know what I mean? Something that niggas can bump through in the hood. You feel me? Right. The block music.
Right.
You know what I mean?
So hip hop, niggas. Hip hop.
Yeah. You already know.
Okay. Okay. So. You got the shows rolling, you got the music coming out, the clothing line, you got a website for the clothing line, or y'all just, you know what I'm saying, popping up with the shows right now?
We just popping up at the shows right now.
Okay, what's your next event?
The next event on the 21st in Spartan, North Carolina.
Spartan, North Carolina.
Yeah, opening up for Euro Gotti.
Okay, okay.
Yeah, he lit down there, he lit in Atlanta and shit. We headlining with him.
Okay, what's that, like college or something like that?
Spartan, nah, that's at like a big lounge, like.
Okay, so it's
yeah,
just,
that's how it is down south. It'd be like the big ass lounges that could hold about like 3,000 to 4,000 people.
Word. The down south
rocking
should be
out.
Lit.
Yeah.
The down south should definitely be lit. Sure,
yeah, for real.
That's love. That's love. Mm-hmm. So tell the people what you got dropping, man. What you want them to know? You know what I mean, that you got coming, for they can find it.
Like I said, I got Dear Centerville coming at the top of the second quarter. You know, first quarter execution, second quarter domination. You feel me?
Okay.
That's
okay.
How we rocking. So. And then we got the documentary Little Old Camden coming. That's going to be on YouTube. That's going to be everywhere, all the platforms, Spotify, Apple Music, right. Everywhere, you know what I mean? And that's coming up soon, too.
That's lit. You got any questions for me?
Yes,
man?
I do.
Talk to him.
Couldn't wait. First off, get that .com. Own your brand. That's number one. But number two.
That's a little game for you.
Hey.
That's a little game for you.
Right.
Number two. I'm always interested in like the story behind everything.
Okay.
So what made you like just 5 years ago decide to take the step to start actually putting what you've been through, putting your life into words, into lyrics?
Because my man, Playboy right here, he had just came home from doing a bit and he'd be like, yo, Pop, like, get on it. Like, you get on the intro. Like, you be talking that shit. Like, niggas be feeling you when you talking. So I'm like, man, I ain't no rapper, man. Like, come on, I ain't no rapper. But they gassed me up that night, you know what I mean? I got on it. I sounded like Diddy on that joint. I'm like, oh, shit, this shit sound hot. You feel me? Was talking on that thing. I'm like.
You was on some shit? Like.
I was talking, like, take care of home, TCOH, all that. Like, was talking, you feel me? So after that, people was just gassing me up. So I was like, man, might as well rap. And then I ended up rapping.
Word, that's solid. That's solid. You got bars for us?
Oh, yeah, definitely.
You got some questions?
No, good. Let me hear the bars.
Because you said you had bars. You was real confident with it when you said it. You know what I'm saying? So it made, you know, we hip hop since 1987.
Hey, man, I've been waiting to get on him since a young boy. All right. You know what I'm saying? All right.
Got a legend in the building.
Got a legend. Shout out to Dutchie, man. Shout out Major Figures.
Yeah. Right now.
Let's get it then.
Let's give us a little acapella song.
Acapella. It's a canon state of mind where we shoot first and ask questions later. Nigga, don't do me no favors. I like my bitches and flavors. Puerto Rican, Black, Asian, Chinese. Better think twice for you rob me. I got a pump longer than Shaq feet. I might be a pretty nigga, but ain't shit sweet. I got an ugly side of me that'll put a nigga 6 feet deep. Rapping was never part of the plan. I come from nickel bags and hand to hands. Where you throw the book at a nigga and he tell him his right hand man. Don't be trusting these niggas. They be squeaking like mice. But fuck them rat ass niggas. Let's get back to this hard life. Cause you know I'm from the hood. A nigga wasn't raised right. He cut in school just to juke the white to get my bread up so my family be a'ight, but these hating ass niggas wait, let me get a bite. But now it's the takeover. I watch corny niggas shine. Now it's time to take over. Better get down or lay down. I got a Mac that'll shoot up your town. This time I ain't fucking around. Niggas swear they real when they some fucking clowns. Metro while you're drawing, locking everybody up. When niggas hugging the block, they put food in their family mouths. Boy, you better get your ass up off the couch and stop looking for a handout. If you from the hood, you gon' feel this without a doubt. Cause I rap the shit that touch your soul. When I spit, you gon' shiver like it's cold. Keep a ladder on me, extra clips to reload. Certified street nigga, ain't shit I ain't sold. Been in so many jams, I ain't never fooled. Ask about me, nigga, I ain't never told. Bitches love a nigga. Cause I'm so bold, so cocky with it. Got the hands like Rocky with it. I'll knock you the fuck out like Rocky did it. And that's it right there. Give y'all that. You feel me?
Good joint right
Something
there.
Something light right there. You
that's
feel me?
Good joint right there. It's solid, you know what I mean? That's solid hood music for us. From the GOAT, yeah. Repping Camden. We got Dutchie Man in the building. We got right the beautiful now. Angie. We got Fame in the building. We're going to cut it on that. When we're going to come back with some questions, man, we're going to do a group discussion. S&M Podcast. That's your boy Wild Tuna. We'll be right back.
Gang.
That way.
That's good, John.
Appreciate it.
That's good. We lit.
Three stages down there.
Let's get it, man. Drop the locations, man. I'm in there. I'm in there.
I'm jumping that motherfucker sprinter and wake up there. All
right, 3, 2, 1.
We back. S&M Podcast. Hip-hop's is 1987.com. It's your boy Wild Tuna. I got the beautiful Fame. We got Driz in the building. Hey. She done stopped in on us. Guest appearance. We got Angie. And we got the legend Dutchie Man in the building. So we're going to kick this thing off, man. You know S&M Podcast is sex and music. So we got through the music. So I'm going to let Fame get us through the sex. What we talking about today?
Get us through the sex.
Yeah, we're going to gotta start. I don't want to force it on you.
Get us through it.
You know what I'm saying? I want to force it on you. I'm going to let you take over. You know what I'm saying?
to talk about sex?
Yeah. So what's our first topic?
Pussy sex.
I'm always down to talk pussy. About pussy.
All right, that's the first topic. Let's run with it. Oh, what are we talking about?
What, beat up pussy?
I was fucking around. I didn't mean that. No.
Since we on the topic of pussy, oh, I mean, shit. You know.
Look, oh, shit.
I do. How much do we really need of it? How much pussy do we need? Pussy is unlimited. I'm asking everybody. Like we praise it. We make songs about it. Like for real. I want to know because sometimes it's like it's those people who act like they don't need it, but then again, there's people who sing and rap about it all the time. Like how much pussy do we really need?
Let's start with the legend. What do you think, legend? How much? Do we really need OG?
You can never have enough. I mean, what the fuck? Shit. That's all I got to say. Shit.
Like Eddie Murphy.
Look, I'll drink to that. Look, toast to the pussy. You know, that's what we're going to do. We're going to toast the pussy. I mean, you can never have enough.
That was the first thing on the stock market. That was the first thing being sold. Pussy. You know what I mean? That was the first thing. It's pussy.
Hey, twice a day. Keep the doctor away.
That's right, bro. That's right, man.
I got pussy 24/7. I live, die, eat, sleep, breathe pussy.
Yeah, that's
so it's pussy around. Mm-hmm. I mean, not like that. I mean, I'm a woman, so pussy.
Oh, man, y'all know what she talking
dick
about.
Around though, but pussy. Oh, see, teddy bear. It's always dick around.
Teddy bear.
Y'all ain't gonna be in here soliciting.
You be tired of dick though. Cause dick come a dime a dozen. No shade. Right. But,
you know. I mean,
they in here soliciting. He talking about his dick around. He.
I know. This nigga lawyer.
I tripped off some dick on my way here. Did you trip on some dick on your way here?
How do y'all trip on dick?
Which way you took?
You know, it was a detour on Dick Lane, so I had to go around. So I was late. That's why I was late. Missed the dick. Well, y'all had ass. Why y'all got the brown over there?
You want some brown?
Oh, that's crazy.
You was late tripping on dick and shit. Right, like, right.
See, I was.
What were you supposed to do?
I was late going around the dick, to be clear.
Right, because you know, trip. Sometimes dick make you super late.
You want to eat one?
Right, girl, mix that shit up. Mix it.
Damn.
So, like,
if you didn't trip on no dick, and that mix right there, gonna, you gonna wake up, you gonna be like, yeah, look, dick on your head like this.
Okay. I'm gonna be a dickhead. I'm gonna
be a dickhead. He's playing out here. So I guess you can get too much dick then, huh? You get too much dick. What's too much dick?
Nah, it's not that it's too much dick, but as a woman, like, it's kind of like, you know, guys try to talk to you every day. So it's always dick around. You could be walking down the street. You could be looking your worst. Don't matter. Yo, shorty, what up? Dick in you. What up? I got dick in your ribs. You be like, damn, nigga, I just woke up. Like, you go to the poppy right store, now. Get a Dutch. Yo, dick. Yo, shorty, dick. I'm like, you know what I'm saying?
But so you be
biting,
though.
Be tired. Right behind the
hot fries. Dick behind the hot fries.
What's the percentage?
Yo, poppy be like, hey, yo, mommy, what you want to do? Dick. You be like, what? Poppy, I came here for a hoagie. Like,
what's the percentage? Like, what's your percentage? Like,
percentage rate.
Yeah, like, how many dicks you catching out of all the dicks that's thrown at you? Like,
definitely not a high percentage at all. Because niggas throw the dick all the time. Now, if I core every dick that tell me, I'll be dead right now. I'll be dick down under the ground. So, you know what I'm saying? That's for every woman, I think. Well,
What makes you be like, all right, I'm gonna fuck with this nigga? What's your thing?
It depends, like, though. It gotta be a vibe. You know what I'm saying? You gotta set the mood. Like, you gotta be making me laugh and shit. Sometimes niggas just be cool as shit. You be like, I wanna fuck him.
Right.
Not no whole shit, but you just be feeling a nigga vibe. And that's just on some grown woman shit. Like, you know what I'm saying? Sometimes you really be feeling a nigga. You just want, just like a nigga.
I'm gonna be honest, right?
Yeah, sometimes you do be on some whole shit. I mean, it depends what day it is, like the weekend.
Right. Me personally, I'm a married man, right? So I can have my wife at every 5 minutes. She don't be with the shit, but she told me go talk to somebody and shit. Yeah. She like, nigga, you need to go talk to somebody. I said, well, you told me to work out and shit. I'm drinking sea mosses and all type of shit.
Okay, this nigga drinking green juice and shit.
I had to go get her from next door. I knocked her head through the wall.
Oh, shit.
What? I had to go get her ass from next door. It was bad.
Run for that.
Oh, what? Oh, I did. Shit.
Knock you through the motherfucking
knock her head clean
wall.
Through the wall.
Fucking old heads.
Damn.
They always want, but like, dude, something.
No, we got shit to prove.
You gotta get a nigga that's in between, right?
You know they got the hourglass. My hourglass on my balls. That shit coming down. Yeah. Yeah. I'm trying to catch all the sand before it run out. Fuck that. Shit ain't gonna stop working.
What's up, Ange? Talk to us. Ange, you over there looking cute and stuff.
Don't worry about it.
I know you.
Got a long time to go. Don't worry.
I know your DMs is looking crazy. Yeah, keep yours. You can keep
two
yours.
One.
Yeah, talking to Mike. I know your DMs. You got crazy DMs. You know what I'm saying? You got crazy DMs. I know niggas that be DM you.
I mean, like, you can't sit here and say not one girl in this room don't got at least like 16 guys in their DMs.
Are you biting though? Like, do you catch any drones? Like, it's like,
I
all
mean,
right.
It's like sometimes you could have fun with it and feed into it and just play with them.
Yo, niggas be
because
bored.
If you act like a dog, I'm gonna treat you like a dog. It's just point blank period.
She said, boom.
So if a nigga, so if a nigga's in a dick pic right away,
there's the ones where you get left on red.
If you send a dick pic right away, What, he gonna get a 50-50 shot?
No.
No, you don't get no chance.
No.
That's a drawing. That's a bad drawing.
That's that dog shit.
That's a bad drawing.
Some niggas do it. Right. I don't know. I might do it.
Hello, nice.
Yeah, I've had guys send straight dicks,
you
though.
What's your name?
Had, you know what? When niggas send me dicks, I send them a dick right back. Fuck you talking about? Absolutely. I go on Pornhub, BBC, and I go to Images. Exactly, you got me fucked up. Long dick. All back up in your DM.
I like to look at niggas.
Fuck you talking about? Because you're not going to keep sending me dicks.
Turtleneck back up.
Yep.
Damn.
Because you're not going to keep sending me a dick. Say how you doing first. Then send me a dick. Right. Pull me up. The fuck?
So if you go in, you got like two options, right? You got two options. If a nigga going to try to warm you up and all that and it's cool, everything cool, and you get down to it and the sex is bad, but he really a good nigga, you gonna fuck with him? Or it's just like, if the sex ain't good,
I'm gonna fuck with him, but see, I don't want to have to train a nigga. That should be drawn. When you gotta teach a nigga, no, move right here, eat the clit this way, and then.
Why not? A little coaching. One like, time
you
coaching.
You got to, of course, but.
Trial and error, one time. Bang, course. Bang. Listen,
but
this
no,
time,
but you
next
know
time.
What? As a woman, though, so I ain't gonna lie. You know what? You know what? I feel like sometimes you can give him a second chance. You know what I'm saying? Sometimes you might hit one time and be like, all right, Mel, maybe they was nervous. You know what I'm saying? Maybe that motherfucker was scared.
Second chance.
Now,
if you like them,
if he's a sweet guy, but the dick game is like, I mean, like, yeah, I'm gonna give him a second chance. I believe everybody gets a second chance, but like, that's on.
If I go to the second
that's
time,
on,
that
that's on you.
I mean, we done. Ain't no third chances. Fuck that, nigga. Three.
I mean, like,
I'm giving a second chance.
I mean, like, what would you do?
I mean, we could smoke.
Me personally,
we could smoke, right? Then see what happened.
I mean, you know. It's not about me. It's not about me.
But what about you? If you run into some trash pussy, what you think?
I'm running away.
True. You running away. This is the first time.
Because trash pussy means a lot of things.
Right. What is not? Well, what makes the pussy trash? Not wet? Because let me tell you something.
I haven't experienced that experience.
You haven't experienced that?
I haven't experienced that experience.
Okay, that's good. Because you know what? That's part of the problem. If God, you know, do you fucking just throw the cake up in the oven? Or don't you got to preheat that bitch before you bake that motherfucker?
Listen.
No, hold on. Let me see this, right?
I found some good pussy and I married it, right? This is how you know. Now, let me tell you this. This is, you talking about you got to get, if the pussy
don't
go. Pussy's supposed to be like good weed, pre-rolled. Yeah.
Oh, nigga, when the last time
shout
you had one
good.
Attached to you, motherfucker? I'm talking about.
Shout
I'm talking
goods.
About. I'm
if
talking
it's dry,
about,
bye.
Not that it gotta be dry.
Oh, you can't be like that.
Nah, it ain't dry,
running.
Bye. But at the end of the day, nigga don't know weed.
I'm
you
like
what?
A motherfucker dust head with a wet ass.
Y'all be mad if somebody try to leave your dick alone because it's not getting up. But you talking about if it's dry, bye. Like,
yeah, if your gat ain't working, then you got some issues too. I'm not, listen, your gat's supposed to be ready to shoot at all times.
There's
you can't just be faking it.
There's fixes for that. There's always lube for that.
No, but.
Make the fuck the sponsor.
Lube.
Make the fuck. We got a 420 sponsor. 420 infused. It's infused lube.
Wow.
So when you put it up in that thing, she's going to get a nice little body high.
That's cool, but I ain't trying to spit start no pussies in 2020.
But that's your wife. Your wife ain't already worn.
My wife
mean?
Is that's what I'm little saying. Caesar's pizza. She be hot and ready when
that's
I get home.
That's what I'm saying, because she love you. She into you. You
right.
know what I'm saying? It's a different thing.
But when I met her, I ain't had to spit start the pussy, though. That's another thing.
Wanted the dick from the butt.
You ain't supposed to spit start it. If I got the...
Of course not.
Jump that motherfucker. If your car need a jump, I'm going to leave your ass at the auction.
Jim
mad at
you
or something.
And shit and all this other crazy ass shit.
First of all, it's not always the woman. Sometimes it's y'all. Like,
right.
We drive because y'all ain't doing the right motherfucking thing. Like, let's be clear.
That's
see, let me find out you got a sandbox.
That's all to get what?
You
no,
said not have no motherfucking sandbox.
No.
She's about that.
I'm saying that. Every woman might not get wet for a certain nigga. Like, I'm telling you, I done had met guys that you be wanting to fuck with a nigga, and then he get
so why you let him do it if you know it wasn't
no,
wet?
I'm not talking about
why
that.
You letting niggas dive into the motherfucking desert area?
No.
Desert storm out this motherfucker.
So if you not eating the pussy?
Going to war.
No, you got to warm it up. Just like she got to get your dick hard, you got to warm it up. Like, what's the same thing? What we talking about?
If you ain't eating, you ain't beating.
Yeah, because
y'all just
men. Y'all niggas a
y'all
fucking alien if the ass fat. Y'all don't give a fuck. Y'all niggas a fucking alien if the ass fat. Fuck it. Turn around. Zordon. Y'all niggas will fuck anything. It don't matter.
I see.
Stop playing. Y'all know. I done seen niggas fuck aliens. Like, y'all don't give a fuck. Y'all don't give a fuck. I done seen niggas walking straight with an alien. I'm like, nigga, what you doing with this? Her ass fat. I'm about to go home and wham that. Dick hard already. Off the ass.
Fat ass alien,
fuck.
I mean.
You mean it's different for women.
You said an alien.
I bet you that shit was wet already.
What type
I bet
of
you that joint was wet already. You know what I'm saying? That joint was prime.
You said the alien pussy was already wet.
No complaints over there.
It flew in wet. Wet, huh? It was, she was a UFO, huh?
That shit landed what?
Yeah.
That's out of pocket. Sorry, say no more. Say no more. I guess that's the thing, you know what I'm saying?
But what about like, loose pussy? Now, loose, see, now we go into
never experienced it.
I don't know nothing about no loose pussy. Now, hold up.
Never experienced it.
No, in my years, I've had... It's been some, it's been some bitches whose sneaks was too big. I ain't going to put you out there, but...
Yeah. Hey,
I've been around a little bit, you know.
And it's the reason that them sneaks is too big. Always got them big feet in them.
Ooh.
Oh,
that's
some
kid.
Women have big vaginas.
Listen.
That's true, though.
No.
What's that mean, though? How does that happen?
I mean, I don't know.
That means
because
it's
naturally big. And maybe natural, because think about it. I mean, y'all want to get all in depth, but some women got to use a bigger tampon because they got bigger pussies.
Absolutely.
And that's just what it is. Yeah, but y'all not going to agree to that because y'all don't know nothing about that.
And it's not because it's been beat up. Some, it's just naturally that way.
Right, that's true. Google it. What y'all niggas not going
to But there's fixes for that. I feel like there's inserts to like help make it like
Kegels,
so with, like,
and
you
know Yanni
make
balls
it tighter.
Or whatever you want to do. You know, I call them push-ups.
Right, there's some
push-ups.
And there's Kegels.
Y'all do pussy exercises?
Kegels, yes.
Y'all do?
Absolutely, because I'm terrified of like the shit that happens when you're older. I work for like a... Sorry, this is gonna fuck y'all up. But, you know,
dun,
I work in like
dun.
A nursing home. And like, the older women, all that shit fall out. Like, it really, the womb falls out. And I don't want that to happen. So I gotta do some Kegels.
Yeah, and as you get older, your vaginal wall, your pelvic mesh, or whatever the fuck you want to call it, loosens. So,
yeah, I'm cool.
Look, look at y'all. Y'all want to beat the pussy, but don't want to learn about the pussy. Look at all they faces.
Nah, I'm just cool with it. I'm cool
by
with
that
the
point,
queen Laquifa.
Little young thing running around.
Don't give me no queen Laquifa. You better do some motherfucker. You better be at Mickey's.
Keep up, baby. Keep up every
Wait
fucking morning.
Some people like queefs. That's a thing.
Nah, I'm cool with queen Laquifa.
See, he like it. See, there
you
go.
He was a nasty old nasty ass nigga. He just want to keep hitting fart.
Getting in there, you know?
He in there making beats.
That's his thing.
Yo, cuz, I got a new joint, cuz. This shit crazy.
Some hot
shit.
But as a woman, when it happens, right now. It is embarrassing. It took some time to like not be embarrassed by it. By
Yeah.
Like you gotta
no, it
right
just
person.
Means a woman relax, right?
Be comfortable with the person,
right?
It could be, yeah, it'll be a different, a lot of different.
No, things. I'm saying, don't that.
Wet,
no, don't that mean
it,
a woman's
it's
relaxed and she
air?
Comfortable with you when no, she start queefing?
No, that's farting, nigga.
You're pushing air in there.
Just let the air out.
But also
it's
what
like
you said.
Plug
but also what you said.
It's just you letting air in, like you know what I'm saying. Just a little bit of air. That's all it is. It's not like. It's not like a
whoopee
cushion.
You nasty, nigga. He's talking about it's like a whoopee cushion. Whoopee cushion is supposed to make it.
This nigga be diving in the pussy like he running
he in there.
Starts that drum.
No,
oh, that's good.
If it ain't
oh, that's good. Oh, you got me hot and ready. Oh.
Yeah. He said, I don't want it if it ain't queef.
What else we rocking with? What else we rocking with?
Y'all are
trouble.
Shout out to the pussy. Shout out to the pussy. That was a good session. We wouldn't be here if it wasn't for the pussy.
Oh, no. And,
and
a major motherfucking white. Look.
Round of applause for the pussy. One
Round
time
of applause.
We need a second. One more time.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm sorry.
It's great.
All right. So who over there eating
the
ass?
So we're going to talk about some current events.
Oh,
we're
going to the current events.
I ate ass.
All right. I know we were still at it. I know we were still at it. My bad. Those
while we're
current
here.
Events.
I don't think there's nothing wrong with eating ass, though. Ain't nothing wrong
you
with
ass.
Nah, I'm not eating a man.
You getting your ass ate?
No, first
you
of all.
You know, it's not my thing.
First of all, it's not my thing. Ain't no nigga supposed to be cocking back anyway.
Yeah, period. I'm not
eating. Wait, what we talking about?
No,
eating
ass. Fuck no. Putting your doors up and all that. I'm cool.
Ain't supposed to be cocking back. What the ass?
I'm not doing it.
But that's right. But some guys, like it. I'm not eating the ass because that's not my thing. I'm not eating no man.
Now, ain't nothing wrong with hogs and balls. You can hit the balls off. Just don't go under that.
Back to get your ass ate. That's
the hoop.
You could just spread your legs the same
too
way.
Too close to cooch. I'm cool.
The gooch. You know, we call that the tank. The little part between the balls and the ass. Cool. Yeah, la, 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 la.
I mean,
that's how you test a nigga see how far it's going.
I'm kizzled.
I mean, there's some men out there that are too scared to admit that they want to try that shit. Like, you can't sit there and...
Right.
That's what I'm saying. Who asked you ate then?
Tell them right now.
I ain't never thought of it. Wait. And half of them be out there like, oh, I don't eat ass. And then like
who
2 days later.
Who ass you was eating?
I don't eat no ass.
Who
thank you very
who
much.
Ate your ass? Who was trying to lie about it?
I plead the fifth.
Oh, all right. You ain't gonna tell
them. But we wasn't talking about that. Yo, like, I've known plenty of people where, like, dudes would be like, no, I don't eat ass around their homies, but sit there and holler at a female.
Absolutely.
And then go right back to the. I ain't her ass because when she want to pull that card on you, she want to be like, you tripping.
And you ain't look out for the homies, like, yo, homies, like, you know, your mans was like, don't share the L with him or nothing. You ain't get nobody no hints.
What happens between the sheets stays in the streets. Why am I going to blow up his stuff?
Don't pull the covers off. They talking about don't pull the covers off me, yeah.
Like, he want to lick some Fruit Loops. Let him taste the fucking fruit.
Oh, you out of pocket.
I'm. Your kink is your kink.
Right.
If you too scared to try it, then you shouldn't even be thinking about it because that's just a fantasy for you. But if it's a kink, you should just have the balls to go ahead and do what you want to do.
Right.
At the end of the day, it's your pleasure for pleasure.
Shout out to sexual freedom.
And if you don't treat it 50-50, you're going to get about 46. Right. There's missing something.
Right.
Okay.
Round of applause for that one right there. I ain't mad at that one. That was good. She did a great job with that one. That was dope. I mean, I offer my wife, you know, all that. She can have it
that's
her way.
That's how you keep it going.
I mean, like, you can't sit there and never say that there's, like, a desert down there, but, like, you can't sit there and say there ain't a worm crawling around in the dirt down there either.
Because
if you going to whip out a soft little, talk about suck it, like, come on now, like, I'm allergic to shrimp. Like, you gotta chill the fuck out. Like, how you expect me to fucking, suck up on a shrimp
ball? So what's your preference?
Like, that, like.
What's your preference in size, dude?
What?
What's your preference in size? Like, what does
it
have
like,
to be?
Don't get it twisted. If you 3 inches, you need to go to the doctor, go to a surgeon, you need to go to Jesus, Lord.
So like
I don't
up,
fucking know. You need to
four
go
and
to
up,
your parents,
cool
to your jeans.
Four and up.
But... I'm just saying, it ain't about the size, it's about the motion in the ocean. I ain't even going front. But there are some guys that are out there that got, like, decent size, like, dicks.
And
they have no clue what the fuck they doing with it, or they last, like, 10 seconds. And they talk about, shorty, I tear you the fuck up.
Right.
Oh, no. You don't know.
Right.
Oh, you
got
it coming.
Got this big ass dick ain't doing
like,
nothing but just up and
all,
down.
So what size, though? I'm just wondering.
I mean, like, my preference would be at least, like, 6.
At least 6? And then what's too big?
I mean, she said, I ain't
picky. I mean,
like, I'm not even trying to say, like,
she said,
I find you attracted. I fuck with you. We vibing. Like, whatever flops out, I guess it's on me if I want to act on
that.
Round of applause.
Fuck all that. Fuck all what you're talking about. Fuck all that. When it comes down to it, you don't know shit about them. How big does the dick need to be?
That's right.
I mean, like, it definitely needs to be 6 inches or bigger. You got to hit the G-spot.
Oh, you don't want no Chinese. Oh, fuck me. Oh, you don't want no that's a good. Oh, that's a wetter.
No, I don't want no shrimp roll.
You don't want no Chinese.
I don't want no
shrimp. Oh, that's good to me.
Six inches, you got something going for you, especially if you don't got no, like, dick game. That's, like, not even trying to be, like, out of pocket about it, but you, like, you got to have enough reach to get to the...
Right.
To the ding ding, feel me?
You
like,
work with
I mean, like,
enough.
Like, you, I know plenty of girls
but
out here.
But
you also
gotta
have
a little
girth
too,
because
I hate niggas with long, skinny dick.
Like, he a nice guy, so I'm gonna give him a chance.
Number two.
Long skinny dick, nigga, just attempted fucking murder. Ha ha ha, stabbing you the fuck up.
Nah, bro, attempted murder, period. Exactly.
I got to get the fuck out of here.
I'm gonna murder that shit, then 2 seconds later, nah, bro.
Hold on.
I'm not no murderer.
She said attempted murder. Nigga, they just stabbing her.
All I gotta say.
You know what I'm saying? I'm not saying I want that joint to be wide as all outside, but it got to have a little bit of girth. Like, you know what I'm saying?
Look.
Oh, right.
If you don't got no dick game, you better eat the shit out of some pussy because you need to make up for your, you need to make up for what you don't got.
Yeah.
Okay, so
like, that will definitely like tell a female she gonna come back because like if she's just sitting there talking about like, yo, I'm trying to catch some, I'm trying to catch some head, but like, something to deal with, something to deal with.
So y'all just make, like, do y'all ever just make niggas give y'all head and roll?
I've done that.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And it was cool with it.
Yeah. Have you guys
and
ever had a female do that?
And you know what? It'd be crazy because you'd be like, no, can I tell you something? You'll be like, oh, we not fucking. I want to eat your pussy. Okay, you just want to eat my pussy? Cool. I'm like, you can eat my pussy because you said that's what you wanted to do and that's it. And I'm going to pick my drawers up and I'm out. Like, you said that. You said that. That was your agreement. You, nigga, you signed the agreement.
So if you DM in Driz,
and
make
you
sure
you
tell her you want everything.
And I ain't gonna lie though, I really be curving a lot of DM shit though. Like, you know what I'm saying? I like that shit live action, nigga. When you see me, say what's up. Fuck all that DM, nigga. It's technology shit. What's up?
Technology shit.
That's where you gotta start.
First of all, that's what I'm saying. Like,
what's up? You said
you got a lot to work with when it comes to 2020 because like. It's not like 1980s no more.
Do y'all cheat? Y'all cheated before?
I have cheated
before. I have cheated out of someone cheating on me, but I remain faithful. No, yeah, spite. What you got to do when you going out trying to chase some pussy when you got pussy in your bed? Sitting there trying to clean for you, sitting there trying to do your laundry, your dirty ass drawers, cleaning up your dirty ass shit, doing your dirty ass dishes. Oh, I'm hungry. All right, babe, go cook you some food. And you want to go out with your boys and you think you cool? Oh, yo, we about to smash this shit. We about to run this train. We about to do this. Nah, you should be like, nah, I'm about to go the fuck home. I'm about to get fed. I'm about to get a back rub. I'm about to get a dick suck. Like, if shorty's your shorty and, like, she's your shorty for a reason, you fuck with her for a certain amount of reasons. You fuck with her for her for general. So there's no reason you should be looking for another. Cheating, period, is not exactly why you got to cheat when you got it right there, but you out here looking for a relationship.
If you a cheater, just don't. If you're a cheater, what she say?
I cheated out of spite. I cheated once out of spite.
Yes, I've cheated.
Yes, I think everyone.
But it was like a hazy situation. It was like,
yes, very hazy. I like that word.
Yo, I love how he got the Dutch, but he ain't passed it once.
I like that hazy. I like that. It's a hazy situation.
Tuna. It was long distance, and she didn't hit me up in like a week. So I was like, okay, I can fuck. Bring that back. It was long distance.
And she didn't hit you up in a week?
Yeah, I hit her up. I was hitting her up for the whole time. And she didn't hit me back in like a week. So I was basically if you're not gay.
Type subject.
Well, not necessarily. I'm just gay. I just happen to be gay. But this is my relationship. It was with a female. A woman. I'm sorry. But anyway.
There ain't no reason to be sorry.
I'm trying to correct myself. It's a thing. But yeah, I cheated because she just kind of like was like whatever, and she didn't. You don't. If you're in a long distance relationship, your primary means of communication is on the phone. Like, you know what I mean. So if you're not doing that, like, what the fuck are we doing?
First of all, why do you want a long distance relationship? Because
I don't.
They don't make no damn sense. You just want some company when you lonely. Honestly, in my opinion.
No, it didn't start off that way though.
I will agree with that.
But I will do it now in my like older years. I guess because I have a lot going on. Because niggas cheat on
you. You live
up
the block, so. The fuck, nigga?
That's what I'm saying. Like, I'm not trying to sit here and be like, oh, like, I'm thinking about my man. Oh, hold up. Let me just FaceTime him real quick when I could just be like, yo, come over. He all the way in Canada. I'm in PA. Like, the fuck am I going to do?
Yeah, I don't like that shit.
So we're going to sit there and, like, just go on live and do our thing?
So, yo, so...
Like, seriously, like, oh, I like you ain't never touch him. You ain't never, like, all you heard is they voice and seen their face.
Yeah, no, I never started off that
way. It depends on what's long. Like, Jersey and Philly is not long. Like, what's up, Bama?
That's not long.
Or, like, New York and Phily.
I consider the longest relationship you can't see each other, period.
Now, Canada, that's OD. Fuck no. Now, come on.
So you only cheated.
Like, if you got a trip to go, like,
Florida. So you only cheated when y'all was long distance? That's what y'all saying?
Yeah, I ain't never have a long distance relationship.
That's the only time I
did. No, up the street. No, I was saying, no.
It's not an excuse, but that's what happened.
Nah, I'm saying that long
if you
distance,
up the street, you better not cheat because you're going to get beat. No.
She did, though.
But let it wasn't a long distance situation, maybe.
No, seriously, you asking for trouble. You really asking for trouble.
Man, it was a situation. It was a hazy situation.
Same thing, another hazy situation.
I like that, but we're going to be using it. It was hazy.
It was hazy.
That's the mic.
I'm going to say this, right? And this is truthfully honest. I feel as though you really shouldn't settle down if you feel as though you're not ready. Mm-hmm. If you're not ready to say, okay, I don't see anything but the person that I'm with, you're really not ready to be in a relationship. And it takes time and it takes effort and it takes sometimes experience and age and being hurt. And
sometimes
you know,
discipline.
Yeah, because like I said, the older me,
and sometimes it takes realizing that you might not be a monogamous person.
Like you have to be strong enough to like be able to fight those urges as a man, because it's like niggas really think what they dick. I have five brothers. I done seen my brothers really be good ass men, but at the end of the day, wanna fuck a bitch. Like you, why are you doing that?
So polygamy is a thing. It should just be a thing.
Yeah, I believe there's two types of people. There's monogamous people and there's non-monogamous people. And there are people who can be in a relationship, a committed relationship, and not cheat and all that bullshit. I have yet to find that motherfucker, but whatever. I hear they're out there. But and then you have like, you know, non-monogamous
people.
That's
some fucking self-control. I mean, like, niggas just be animals. I mean, you sometimes. Not saying all men.
No, you're right. But see, like, in my situation, right, my wife is an exceptional woman. She really just focuses on her career and coming home. So I gotta focus on my career and going home. But this is our second marriage. She was married before. I was married before. So it's like, you know what I'm saying? Like, we've had our situations where it was like, you know, I don't speak about my past relationships, but I've had some relationships that were really over the top relationships where I've lived in $7 million homes with my other person and things like that. And this is honestly true. And it's like, after a while, it's just become like, okay, what more after fucking do you get?
Right.
After that nut, sometimes you don't even want to be around the person.
Right.
Anymore.
That's a fact.
That's a fact. To the word, am I the only one that, like, you get your rocks off and then, like, you look at yourself again, like, the fuck am I doing?
No, honestly, I'm be honest with you. Most men.
Like,
no, real rap. Most men, we've watched pornos, right? Jerk off and then feel like it's nasty.
You'd be like, ew.
Doing what you doing? What was I doing?
It depends on what I was watching.
Right.
Damn. What y'all be watching? What you be watching?
There you go.
I like gangers.
What?
Hold on. I'm talking about, here you go. You know men be the most used
on. 1 minute. Hold on.
You don't know about OnlyFans.
Quiet on the set. Quiet on the set.
What is it?
Quiet on the set.
You hear me? What is it?
Hold on. Quiet on the set. What do you like watching?
God,
I couldn't hear. I was just saying. I'm just asking.
I'll be watching all types of shit. I'm watching a little.
But what did you just say?
Little gangbang.
Okay, you like gangbang?
Oh, yeah.
A little gangbang.
Not
a big one?
My fantasy.
Or just a little one?
Hey, Tuna. Tuna, hold the fuck up, right? Y'all told me I was coming to do an interview on Hip Hop since 1986.
You said it was wholesome.
We here, baby. We hear hip hop since 1987.
Y'all got, no, but you got me.
But no, but don't judge me. Don't judge me, because I ain't letting fucking 8 niggas shoot my club up and all that. And you know what I'm saying? Stop on me and shit. But you know, I might want to see somebody get humiliated though.
Yeah.
You said, what am I talking about?
Humiliated?
What club you talking about? You from Philly, right?
Yeah, I'm from Philly.
No, she meant like a bunch of guys ejaculating
shoot my club up, like my pussy.
And her vagina.
Girl, you good.
That's what she meant. I had to clarify it so she knew what was going on.
Yes. Yes, when a nigga busting you, we call it shooting the club up.
First of all,
shooting
no, it's talking about you need to get the fuck. I out never my heard that. Go that beat, I don't know what the fuck you.
It's
singing.
Called shooting the club up. Oh, you know what I'm saying? I ain't letting nobody shoot my glove up.
Oh man. That's cream pie, you ever heard of that one?
That's okay.
You ever heard of that one, cream pie?
What do you watch?
What do I watch?
Yeah.
Whatever catches my eyes, to be honest.
Okay, whatever.
You know everybody be like on Pornhub talking about, like, yeah. It's Instagram, like.
You just scroll through.
So you see that one video, and you're like, alright.
They are. Yeah. Right.
It depends on like
the mood.
Yeah.
No, I ain't gonna. Y'all wanna hear a funny joke? Y'all wanna hear a funny story about this shit?
Let me find out this nigga Dutchie was in a porn.
It's a visual thing, too. But no, I'm just saying the mood. Like, I might be in the mood to watch Gangbang, then I might not be. I might be in the mood to watch another type of category. Like, that's what I mean. You know what I'm saying? I watch different type of stuff.
So one night, I'm in the bed with my wife, right? And I got my phone, right? So I'm like, okay, shit. I mean, she's asleep. I don't want to wake her up. I know she got to, you know, take care of business in the morning. So I don't want to wake her up. So I said, all right, I mean, fuck, I'm going to lay here, look at her, look at my phone, look at her, look at my phone.
Shit. He said options.
I'm gangbanging in the bed. Look,
okay, you gangbanging.
Look, I'm gangbanging in the bed, right? So
that's what I'm saying. Listen, don't judge me.
I hit the lid, right? I'm not going to cap. I hit the lid, right? As soon as I was done. She grabbed my fucking phone and said, you nasty bitch, and threw it up against the wall. Boom. Oh, my God. Salute to the wife.
That was you.
No. Salute to the... I said, I was looking at you. Shit. She said, no, you wasn't, bitch. We was in the bed about to rumble. She threw my fucking phone up against the chair. I said, well, what the fuck is wrong with you?
That's the thing, though. Like, I used to be like this, but now I don't understand... when people feel some type of way about their partners watching porn, I'm just like, who gives a fuck how the fuck they get off? You know what I mean?
I thought,
like,
I cheated. I was scared to death. I said, well, what the
really
fuck?
That's really a thing. And I'm like, nah. Like, I don't give a fuck. Women even. Trip about that shit. I don't give a fuck either. I'm like, good, because I was tired.
Right.
I thought I was doing the right thing, though. I'm like, okay, babe, I'm going to want to wake you, but I will never do that shit again.
He can't go home and fuck. He can't fuck in the crib. He can't fuck his hand. Like, come on. Like, come on.
I'm not doing that shit again. She scared me. I'm through with it. I go in the bathroom behind this shit.
Yeah. Well, what we're going to do is we're going to move to this next segment here. We're going to turn up a little bit, man.
It's already fucking scorching.
We're going to turn up a little bit. Don't worry about it. It's going to cool down as we turn up. We got some oils in the building. We got the beautiful Angie in the building. Fame for the rub down. We'll be right back.
That's my position.
We'll be right back.
What?
Be right back.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Wait, what? My name got broken.
What was that?